Welcome everybody to the Listen Up Podcast. It's your boy Brandon at Future No Dad 24.
This your boy Sam at More Life One.
Let's get it. Put it up.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Listen Up Podcast. It's your boy Brandon.
This is your boy Sam. Man, what's going on, people?
Hey, man, we back for another episode, man. This time we're gonna dive into some recruiting, man. It's kind of fun. We've had a couple weeks where it's been we've been off for a couple weeks, but we've been watching from behind the scenes as always. But I guess before we dive into the recruiting, while we let this audience build up, man, what's been going on in your world, man? I've been on the road, but tell me what's been going on in your neck of the woods.
Everything's been good. I actually got a job. I'm taking another position within where I work at Arcade already, so I can count on some of these hours I've been working, man, and work on some of the things I like to, which is, you know, this podcast and other things, you know.
No, I'm with that. You know, that's good, man, because it'll definitely, I think our schedules will line up a little bit better, man. I know, man, like when the fans be listening, it's just, it be like, man, where y'all been at? You know, it's been a couple weeks. We need y'all to pod on this or whatever. And really just be schedules lined up, man. You know, he works nights. I usually work days. So that's usually the exact opposite of where it be at. And so the weekends we can kind of get together. And then me, man, I've been on the road. I had, you know, the Vegas trip. And then really an impromptu trip to New York. It was great, man. Ain't never a bad time to go to New York. Then I had the impromptu trip to New York or whatever. So, you know, we've been missing, but definitely we've been watching and seeing what's going on, man, behind the scenes. And we're gonna definitely talk about it. We're gonna talk about it in a little bit, man. That golf game improving in it though?
You said what?
I said that golf game improving in it.
I haven't even had time, man. I wanna get out there and try to do something. Probably coming up at the end of the month.
Okay,
I'm struggling right now to get out there, man. It's been since I got back on day shift. I thought my time would be better. It's actually gotten worse for some reason. I don't know why that is.
Well, the funny thing is, everybody plays golf during the day, so you had more time if you was working nights. You know what I mean? I know you were sleeping for most of it, but you still had more time during the day. The time to hit the links is in the morning, man.
Yeah, man. I'm finding that out.
No, it's the pro. You gotta switch to a weekend golfer, man. That's how it be. That's how the rest of us have to do it, man.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like.
Nah, man, that's funny. And this, you know, and I was gonna say crypto is taking a bit of a weird turn, man. I think it's coming from all different angles. I saw something I ain't even gonna report on yet. I saw an adult based coin that Elon Musk sent out something, but I ain't gonna really dive too deep into that one.
Yeah, come rocket.
Yeah. I mean, so it's a lot of different stuff going on, man, in the coin world. My AMC, I told this man a year ago, man, more than a year ago, I told him, I said, man, just hold on to AMC. It's going to shoot up. I'm telling you, just hold on to AMC. I think I told you Carnival Cruise, AMC, and something else a while ago.
Yeah.
And I saw it. I was like, it shot up and then went back down again. And when it shot up, I cashed out because I was like, that may be it, because I don't even know a movie theater is ever coming back. So right. I pulled out, and then, I mean, let's just say I had a rough week. I had a rough week that day. Cause I mean, I got in at like $3 or something. And it went up to like, what, 105, I think, that day.
Yeah, I had 1,000 shares at $4.
Yeah.
And sold it at, I think it got to $6 when I sold it.
Me too. Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah, and I was thinking like, yeah, I did pretty good. That's decent. You know.
No, man. I said the same thing. I said, man, I did all right.
Yeah.
But I looked back today and I started doing the calculations and the math and I said, oh no, why? Why would you do this?
Yeah.
Why would you not take your own advice?
Yeah, 40,000, 50,000 would have been nice. Would have been nice.
All right, I can't even get into it because I get mad every time I think about it, man, because I start doing the numbers in my head. I'm already moving back to Jacksonville. I was like, boy, that was my down payment on my house, everything, man. Like when you start diving into the real worlds of it, it's like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was tough. That was tough. But I got back in again at like $40. I heard it's supposed to shoot to 80.
80. Yeah, I said the same thing. I said if it get back to the, I said I was gonna wait. If I was like, if it get back down to 30, then I'm gonna get back in it. But it ain't gonna get back down to 30.
I don't know. Well, we'll see, man. There's some funny stuff in the market, man. It's like you really have to watch it, so it's because it's so goddamn volatile right now, man. You know what I'm saying? So
much is happening, man. It's crazy.
It's affecting people 401k. That's gonna be a whole other think piece within itself because they are taking it to these hedge funds, man. They told me one hedge fund lost $5 billion.
$5 billion? Hey, be like that. It'd definitely be like that, man. Hey. But like I say, people are starting to control the market a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Like these private investors, a lot of, you know what I mean? These big corporations is the ones who's taking the hit. I kind of love to see it, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't mind it. The market going to correct itself eventually. So
they're going to make their money back. I ain't tripping off the billion, off the people who are losing $5 billion, because they'll make that $5 billion back the next day.
Yeah.
But,
It's just about finding a wave, though. I got a penny stock that's been doing good.
Which one?
KYNC. It's like a hedge fund, small penny stock. It's been up. I think I'm up 85% since I got in.
Oh no, that's a good one there. Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't put that much money. I think I only put like $500 in it though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, those are the ones, though. I used to invest a lot in them penny stocks. I used to read them, you know what I mean? Read all sorts of things. Okay, this is going to be the next one, so I put money in it. It usually never did it. Like, it ain't lose nothing, ain't gain nothing. It just kind of sat there.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so, it was straight. But it's basically one of those, all right, if one of them do hit, it's a win-win. So, I mean, yeah, no. I just got out of the penny stock game just because it was just, like, it wasn't no excitement. Like, nothing was happening. I wasn't gaining money. I wasn't losing money. It was just holding steady. And I'd be like, all right. Like, you know, so this is pointless. You know, this is basically, like I said, just another account. Only difference is I might lose everything. I might lose everything tomorrow, but I might also hit it big tomorrow, too, so you never know.
Right.
Anyway, man, but let's dive into this, man. So Florida State in the last – they had Midnight Madness Then this week they got the mega camp. Actually, as we speak, they had the mega camp going on. It's been a lot of different recruiting and a lot of different big name players on campus, and I think that's great. But I'm wondering though, like, is the approach we've seen motorbikes and we've seen slingshots decorating FSU? I'm gonna dive into these sports bras because that was some wild stuff I seen on my timeline yesterday. We've seen a lot of different things. I guess my question is, would you call this gimmicky, or is it just kind of what goes along with recruiting?
You know, recruiting is just in general, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's just what in general. And I don't know, man. Like, to me, I like gimmicky stuff at a university like Florida State because the fan base is so big. The fan base could do gimmicky stuff without the coaching staff being involved in that type of stuff. You know what I mean? And when you do miss, it gives people a lot of material to talk shit about you. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, so I guess what we really reference is the K-Man, right? So, you know, and that was by the fans. So what happened is, you know, for those of you, everybody's aware because, I mean, it ended up being trending. But for those of you, I guess, not on Twitter, was it No Game Day, Peach, some other – everybody basically started a hashtag, Kane Madden to Tallahassee, or Kane Madden to Tally. He's the offensive lineman out of Marshall, six-year, big guy, highly rated. A lot of people think he's going to be, you know, NFL football player. And so, you know, he came to visit Florida State. We have a need for offensive linemen. Everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. And so we started the hashtag. It started trending. And we, you know, I think a lot of the fan base basically said, oh, no, we're going to get him. This is how it works. You know what I mean? We made this guy famous, blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, he made one visit up to Notre Dame and went to Notre Dame.
Right.
Because Notre Dame is a factory for offensive linemen. And if I'm an offensive lineman, I'm probably going to go to Notre Dame too.
Right.
Just makes sense. So it leaves you open to a little bit of ridicule when you know what I mean? When you start a hashtag, Kane to Tally, Notre Dame didn't do a thing, but say, hey, man, come on campus. We'll show you around. And one team does it this way. The other team does it another way, and they landed. It does leave you a little bit open to ridicule.
I think that when you look at it like that, what type of staff, what kind of recruiting staff is this staff going to be? Are they going to be that kind of gimmicky, kind of, you know, big talk and trying to be flashy and stuff like that? Personally, I don't think you need it at FSU. But if that's who they are, that's who they are. You know what I'm saying? Kids can see through that stuff, too. If it's not natural, they can see through it.
And see, I guess that was my question, right? Is it necessary? You know what I mean? Like, because we've often said, like, the school sells itself. Florida State sells itself. Even on down years, it still sells itself. The name Florida State. We've had a national championship. You know what I mean? Recently. I mean, in the last decade, we've played for a national championship. The school's name and brand is the school's name and brand. Some brands hold weight, others don't. So when I look at Florida State and I say, do we need all of this? Now, again, I love the slingshot. I want a slingshot. So when I looked at it, I said, man, I want one just like that. But that's me.
But you also have to
contend. I don't know how much the kids really, you know what I mean? I don't know how much the kid who's trying to pick a school, how much impact that has. You know what I'm saying? Like, I looked at it and I said, is Travis Hunter swayed by the ride in the slingshot? Was Kane Madden, you know what I mean, swayed by the ride in the slingshot and the hashtag and his name trending on Twitter? Like, it was dope for Florida State, but it did nothing for Kane Madden. And so when I look at it and I say, how much are these kids actually being swayed by, or more so, is it more important things like playing time, availability, and just the brand itself?
Yeah,
has more impact.
I gotta be real with you. I gotta be real with you though. Like, I think you have to curtail your recruiting to each individual player, right? Like, I don't know if Kane Madden really want to ride in a slingshot. He may sort of may want to like go fishing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, I don't know, you know, but he's just talking out loud. But I think I think that they're trying to create a media buzz. Mm-hmm. And the media buzz, you know, gets kids' attention. I think the fact they're getting a lot of kids' attention and getting them on campus is a good thing, right? I think that's a good thing.
And that's 100% fact.
Yeah, that's a good thing. So I think all in all, I don't think you need that stuff regardless, but I'm different. You know, I mean, I'm not like Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer is somebody that likes to put stuff out in the recruiting universe to create a buzz. You know, and I think there is a such thing as getting momentum and motivation going and buzz going in recruiting. I don't believe in that in an actual football game, but I believe in that stuff in recruiting, though.
Oh, 100%. I think when I look at it and I say the momentum that Florida State has right now is great. Like, I look at Florida State and where they're headed. I think they've gotten to a place, and maybe I'm wrong, I think they've gotten to a place where I think they're going to land some of these big-time recruits, 4- and 5-star guys, regardless of what the season looks like.
Right.
I think they've built up enough credit, and they've gotten enough guys in their camp to say yes. Like, 100%, I'm committed. I ain't taking no visits. I don't care. Whatever. Travis Hunter is, I think, 100% on board. I don't care. We've talked about it before, and he is by far the best player in this class. Like, not even close. You look at him, he is more fluid. He's more polished. Every single time he's abusing somebody's child out there on that football field. So when you got a kid like that talking up your program and telling you, all right, you know what I mean, and telling other players, yo, come on. Dog, come on. What you doing? Come on. Yeah. Then you got A.J. Duffy, who's a big-time recruit. I think you now are – who's a big-time football player and a quarterback. You look at him and you say, all right, well, he's also going to be able to – he's going to bring in a wide receiver. Like, usually big-time quarterbacks bring in a big-time wide receiver because they want to be, all right, we're going to spend our years together. We both going to make each other dope. So I look at it and I say, I think you're going to absolutely bring in a 4 or 5-star. You can bring one of these top wide receivers as well. So now I'm saying, if you tell me you're going to bring in a quarterback, top receiver, top DB, you're looking at probably a top 10 recruiting class, top 12, probably at the lowest. So I'm saying, I don't think it really matters what the season does. I do, and I guess – me bringing up the fact that it is kind of gimmicky is more, is it necessary? I don't think it's necessary when you have, one, these top players already recruiting for you. You already have the brand itself that makes its own, you know what I mean, that already is going to make its way. And you got tons of playing time to offer. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody could – you play sports, Sam. I have too. So one of the things that we've seen, or one of the things we know is, I know when I'm better than somebody else.
Right.
If I look on that roster and I know I'm better than this dude, oh, all right, that changed my whole recruiting aspect. Because if I look at this wide receiver group and I say, okay, Parchment gone because he's a transfer. Who else really out here who, you know what I mean, who I'm not better than? Right. We start seeing, okay, I'm going to come here because I know I can beat these dudes out. Linebacker, right. Y'all don't even handle linebackers. Right. So I know I can beat these dudes out for linebacker.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? Offensive lineman. If I'm offensive lineman, I mean, we saw it. A lot of five-star offensive linemen, you know, four and five-star offensive linemen talk, you know, what a great visit they had, so on and so forth. Atkins has already shown what he can do in a recruiting trail. So now when we look at it and say, oh, no, I'm better than what they got out there. I can play tomorrow. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I can come in, I can skip my senior year, and I'm playing this year. So I know at this point, and I think that, do you need the slingshot? Do you need, you know, water balloon fights and all sorts of other, you know what I mean? Whatever they're doing out there, like, you don't need it when you have so many good things, you have so many other positives. I'd be accentuating that as opposed to, you know, the other stuff.
Yeah, I think that's weird. But I think in general, recruiting is just, it's just weird, man. I mean, that's why I don't get into it. Like, a lot of times people ask me about recruits, and I always send them to people that get into recruiting more than I do. I don't get into recruiting like that. Mainly because I watch people in our fan base and other fan bases do it too, where they ride high on these kids. Then when the kid decide he don't want to come here, they go out of their way to bash the kid. Or
they got to stop that, man.
Or the kid gets here and he don't live up to your expectations because you have no clue the real evaluation of that kid.
Right.
The kid get here, and he not performing it the way you want to perform in the first 2 to 3 years. And now you're on the internet bashing that kid that you was just begging to come here. I find all that stuff to be weird. You know what I'm saying? So I stay out of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even think I even follow recruits or kids that's on the campus. I think I know some players that's graduated. I follow those players. But that's about it for me. I personally don't want to see what the 18-year-old is saying after a bad loss.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need to know how he feel after winning a game. Or I don't need to, like, sending a bunch of memes to a kid that's trying to make a 4-year decision. I don't think that actually fucking affects that kid. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it don't.
If that was the case, Tennessee would have the number one recruiting class every year.
Right. So here's the thing. I agree with you. I don't. First of all, stop tweeting at kids. If you're doing it, grow up. If you send tweets at kids, you need to grow up, because that's irresponsible. And I'm gonna just call it flat like it is. If you sent a tweet to a recruit, to current players, whatever, grow up, man. I think that's childish and it's pointless. I'm like you. I don't follow a kid until after they leave Florida State. I don't follow them in the recruiting process. I don't follow them while they're on campus. If they leave, they go off to the NFL or whatever, then I follow them. I don't do it while they're in school. I don't care. I don't care what you think about the positives. I don't care what you think about the negatives. I don't care. Like, you are 18 to 22 years old. I'm too old to be trying to figure out what 18, 22-year-olds think. I got a 15-year-old. I know how he thinks. So I know for a fact, and they ain't too far off. I don't care what 18 to 22-year-old thinks. I just don't, because they're emotional. You know what I mean? They still kind of, you know what I mean? For the most part, teenagers. You know what I mean? Yeah. So at the end of the day, we're looking at a bunch of teenagers and expecting them to be, you know, make responsible adult decisions. I think it's all wrong.
Right.
So yeah, please, if you send tweets out to kids, stop it. If you and I would recommend you stop following, but I can't control who you follow. Do what you want. but I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like, but I look at it and I say, like you said, I think to each his own, right? Like, but when I look at it, I correct me if I'm wrong, fans, listeners, whoever, I don't see other programs who recruit. I looked at the top 10 list, and I don't see Georgia doing these things. I don't see Tennessee even doing a lot of stuff. I don't see
Tennessee's big for it now. Tennessee's known for that type of shit.
Okay.
recruiting that kid.
Yeah, but I mean, they coach. Yeah, their coach is also Lane Kiffin. So, not Lane Kiffin. I'm thinking of Ole Miss. What's Buddy's name? They had Tennessee.
They had Pruitt. But
Pruitt. That's what I was thinking.
But they always been like that though. They always fucking. They just a rabid fan base.
They also was giving money in McDonald's bags. So I mean, I can't really. But no, I mean, what I'm saying, like. I hate using Alabama because Alabama is the standard. But I do think, but you look at a lot of these schools in the top 10, and majority of them don't really do stuff like that.
Right.
The recruiting is to each player. In other words, I'm going to do some research on this particular player. And right. I know, like you said, if what's his name, like if Kane Madden likes fishing, then you go with Odell to the fishing hole.
Right.
And you go with Odell to the fishing hole, and y'all just kick back. We don't even talk football or whatever. You know what I mean? We just lay back or whatever. We fish. And then, you know what I mean? We bring you back on campus, show you some film. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because that may be his approach. Somebody else may want to go party. They want to see what the college campus is like. Okay, cool. Well, you got to take that kid out. Let him see what the scene like. Take him over to FAMU or whatever it is. Take him to the moon. Y'all do what y'all got to do.
Right.
I think they've reached a unilateral approach. You know what I mean?
And to be consistent about this, I didn't like gimmicky stuff on the Willie. I didn't like coaches putting on uniforms.
They had bounce houses, man. Get out of here.
Well, the bounce house was okay because I used having a family event and he had kids playing. But I mean, some of the other stuff, like this whole, I don't know. He did some stuff that I didn't like that was gimmicky also. Like, so I'm not a big gimmicky person. I think that you have to show us a maturity because you got to think about what you're asking. You're asking somebody to dedicate the next 3 years to 4 years of their life to you.
Yeah.
And there's a, you know, as a parent, I'm looking at you like, yo, son, I know you had a great time out there with the slingshot and shit, but at the end of the day, this is a business decision. This is about the next 4 years of your life. This is about what you're going to become going into your, setting up your 30s. As a parent, I don't really care about that stuff. But I think a lot of times, if people get mad about this stuff, a lot of these decisions come down to those parents saying, all right. And like Pruitt used to always say this, find a person that's going to make the decisions.
Yep.
Recruit that person.
Right.
Whoever that person is that's going to make the decision, that's going to influence that decision, that's the commitment you need. You need them to be committed first.
Right. Because you know, very few times do they go opposite of the parents. And usually when they do, it's a big deal. Like, we hear about those times.
Yeah.
But you're right. Usually it's the Tony Stewart one in Clemson, when his whole family wearing Florida State gear and the whole school doing a tomahawk chop, and then he chooses to go to Clemson. It makes – you remember that because of everything that happened. Like, those don't happen very often. Usually, like you said, it's a parent – it's all right. Listen,
a high school coach. It's a
high school coach. It's a father figure. It's find out who that person is and build that relationship with him because he's going to be the person who's going to be like, well, you know, very few times does the kid look at it and make that decision by himself. Like, yeah. I know, you know what I mean? As you know, my child gets older or whatever, he's choosing the college, that'll be a decision that I'll sit down with him and we'll have a conversation and we'll say, all right, what do you want to do? Same thing with my daughter. You know what I mean? She got some years left, but we'll sit down and be like, all right, so what do you want? First of all, what do you want to be? You know what I mean? Because that also determines. I can't guarantee that, you know, my son's playing in the NFL. So then at this point, what do you want to be? You know what I mean? Don't shoot for the NFL. Let's figure out who's going to give you the best education.
Yeah.
So if you tell me.
Yeah, go ahead. I remember when I talked to Pop DeLoach. Remember when everybody was mad at Pop DeLoach because he was not forcing his son to go to Michigan? But right. He wanted his son to take a harder look at Michigan and some other schools.
Right.
Even though his son wanted to go to Florida State.
Right.
And something he told me was, I looked at the fraternity of some of the schools. To him, that was a bigger deal than my kid being close to FAMU, you having a good time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, to him, he felt like the fraternity of Michigan and the way all the players are connected within the recruiting classes and the way they all come back and spend time with the other kids and their jobs and all these other things outside of football mattered way more to him than garnering and gold and a war chant and a chop. Like, it just didn't matter to him. You know what right. I'm saying? But he's also a parent. He has to see the long view for his kid, right?
Right.
He have to see that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just one of those things where I feel like you have to be the mature adult in the room.
Right.
Because the kids are going to make sure the kids have fun. Right. You know what I'm saying? So
they're gonna turn up.
Make sure the kids have fun. You don't have to create the fun for the kids. The kids are gonna have. They gonna do that. It's enough for Tallahassee to have a good time, man. So, but another thing I want to touch on is Nico's situation.
All right.
I was talking to somebody about this because people keep saying the kid Nico didn't want to compete, right? Okay, so this is, I asked somebody about it because I said, I was curious about it. I said, did Nico help recruit Duffy? So they were like, yeah. So somebody said, I got this message. He said, like, I'm paraphrasing. Like, if you tell me we're signing two QBs, cool. If you recruit the other in a certain way and tell the other recruits he's the guy and how good he is to get Duffy, then that's going to rub a kid the wrong way. When it gets back to him, you didn't recruit him the same way. Because now he's going to be thinking, if you're and Hunter telling the kids he's the guy, is it really going to be a fair opportunity for me? I mean, I don't think that's crazy. I don't think that's crazy for the kid to want to look around because he may feel like I'm not gonna get the same opportunity. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So he also was helping recruit MJ Morris, but I think we said on this podcast, we didn't see there was a chance of MJ Morris coming to FSU because the two teams that you had to out recruit was two teams that beat you pretty soundly in football. Right. You know what I'm saying? And probably got better recruits. But I just want to say, kids are not afraid to compete. It's just like on any job. You can be good at a job and not get promoted because they like somebody else.
Right.
People promote people that they like. People give jobs to people that they like, not that do the job better, just people they like. It happens all the time in this world. Like, the person that works the hardest and is better and is a good person don't always advance in this world, right? Sometimes it's the person that people just like. I mean, we watch a presidential race where one person had no business running for president. And one person had more experience than anybody we've ever seen. And the other person won. Because why? People liked it, that guy. You know what I'm saying? It happens. Like, it's not, like, it's not elementary school. You don't get 5 stars and you get to go graduate. Like, it don't work like that. It's who people like.
Right.
It's all who people like. And I don't think a kid is crazy to say, and guess what? The staff has a reason to like Duffy over Nico.
that's exactly what I was gonna say. That's exactly what I was gonna say. So here's the thing, right? So first of all, just because a kid does not want to come does not mean he does not want to compete. I think that's stupid. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
these kids
have been competing their whole life.
Yeah, these kids are 4-star D1 quarterback if you don't want to compete. Like, correct. You want to compete.
Right. These kids have been competing their whole life for positions. Like, literally. And that's the silly part, right? The people who are saying these kids don't want to compete are usually people who've never played sports their entire life. Right. These kids have been competing their entire life for positions. None of them, you know what I mean? Like, nobody's given position. Like, football is one of the few meritocracies, which is why, you know, the Tim Tebow situation upset so many people. Because it didn't feel like he earned a spot on the team. And so anytime a kid says, all right, I don't want to see, I'll recruit this other guy, I want to come, I don't think it ever has to do with competition. But I also know that playing time is always important, especially for quarterbacks. So if I look at it, I just said it. Kids know who's better.
Right.
He knows AJ Duffy is better.
Right.
I can compete with him, but I'm probably going to lose.
Right.
So then I need to explore my options to figure out, again, what's best for me and my family, right? So if I'm his dad, I'm saying, I'm looking at these highlights. Yo, he better than you.
But it ain't.
You know what I mean? I may not tell my son that, but in my mind, I know it. So when we having a conversation now, I'm sitting down, Arizona State may be a real option right now.
But they got a good
coach, blah, blah,
blah. But you know what I mean? It's not that AJ's just better. It's that he's better.
And the staff likes him more.
The staff likes him more. Right.
Yeah.
So, like, I tell you this for instance. Like, Jimbo Fisher, right? I'm gonna use Jimbo Fisher situation. Carlos Williams, Terrence Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Terrence Brooks was a better player than Carlos Williams at safety.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
But everybody in the fan base thought Carlos Williams was the next Sean Taylor. Remember
his,
that?
His speed, his right. size, speed, and athleticism would lead you to believe right? that he would be the next, he would be the greatest safety ever. Yeah.
Right. Now, but the competition was fair. You see what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. they played it out. It played out on the field. Carlos Williams is still was a great Florida State Seminole, in my opinion, on special teams, running back. That game, the linebacker against Georgia Tech.
Yep.
But at purely just being a pure safety, Terrence Brooks was just a better safety. He was a good safety still in NFL to this day. You know what I'm saying? So when you tell a kid, when Jimbo Fisher walks to a living room and say, I'm going to give everybody the same opportunity, he got something to show you, to prove it. Like, hey, I've had 3 stars beat out 5 stars. I've had that happen. I can show you proof of this.
Rashad Greene wasn't supposed to start over Kelvin Benjamin. Kelvin Benjamin was supposed to be the man.
Right. Remember,
like, Kelvin Benjamin was the 5-star. Rashad Greene was what, 3-4? Was
well,
a 3-star
Rashad maybe? Rashad was up there pretty high.
I thought he was a 4-star, but he wasn't nearly as highly recruited. He wasn't highly as favored or recruited in this class as Kelvin Benjamin. Kelvin Benjamin was considered to be, I mean, he was 6'5", he was huge, he was fast. Everybody said Kelvin Benjamin was going to be the man. And what happened? Rashad Greene went right out there, outworked him, outperformed him. And from the time he was a true freshman, immediately made an impact. And So it wasn't about competition. Rashad Greene wasn't scared of the competition. Rashad Greene, like, hey, I've been doing this my whole life. Whoever works hard is going to play. And that's like, and every player knows that. Every single player knows.
But
whoever,
a coach,
if I go out there and I outperform this dude, I'm going to play.
But you got to have a coach that has proof of doing that, because you do have coaches that favor another kid, and you'll see situations you'd be like, why is this kid playing over that kid when this kid is clearly better? You know what I'm saying? Like, you see that from coaches, because they'd be like, oh, but this my guy, but this my guy. You'll hear shit like that. This my guy. But what the hell does that mean? This my guy. You know what I'm saying? And players see that, you know, and I don't think Nico is wrong. I don't think Norvell
I don't think nobody's wrong in this situation.
Yeah.
I think Norvell has to do what he has to do to get Duffy, and he should have. And I think Nico got to do what's best for him and his people. And
right.
So if he's telling me, if we both coming in as freshmen, this dude probably is a little bit better than me. I don't mind competing with him. But at the same time, if I know for a fact that staff favors this guy more, that means he's going to get a little bit more event. You know what I mean? He's going to get a little bit more leeway to mess up versus me. So if I beat him out, I beat him out. But at the end of the day, it makes sense for me to look around and see what other options I have and see what other advantages I might be able to take. You know what I mean? What other place I might be able to take advantage of, because I may be able to go to what's his name and know, all right, I got a much better shot of beating him out. And the staff is truly giving up, you know what I mean? It gives me a real opportunity. They believe we both even. So therefore I'm going to go to this school versus the other one.
Yeah. And I mean, we saw this with Jeff Sims. You think the guy, Jeff Sims, didn't want to compete? You watch him in that game. He looked like a goddamn competitor to me in that first game. You know what I'm saying? That looked like a competitor to me. We got to stop this. These kids don't want. We don't have to bash the kids. We don't have to do that. They can just go to the school that they can go to the situation that fits them.
Wish them well, man. They're 18 years old. They're going to make the best decision for them. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to do whatever's best for them and their family, man. The same way you did when you was 18. You made the best decision for you and your family. Yeah. So, I mean, stop with this. You know what I mean? Oh, he went to this school. We were recruiting him. He chose this other school. Or he decommitted from us. Man, who knows the reason why he decommitted, man?
Yeah.
He could have been offered a sack full of money. Usually that's a lot of, you know what I mean? He could have been offered a lot of money. His mama could have been given a job. It's so much that go, like,
it's
recruiting
no
is not
ball.
Simple. It's yeah, no recruiting is not ball. Simple, man. It's a lot of moving pieces. Cam Newton daddy got a church. Allegedly. You know what I mean? But Cam Newton daddy got a church. You know what I mean? He was going to Auburn. They built that man a church. You
and
know
like
what I mean?
And like Charles Barkley said, it's the best investment they ever made.
The best investment they ever made. Right. You know what I mean? That's a church is a small investment for that national championship. They'll build 10 church. They'll build everybody that is church if they had to. And I mean, when you look at recruit, man, people leave, decommit, and make decisions for so many various reasons, man.
Right.
Because it's recruiting. It's a shady business. It's a lot of dirt dealing. And if you out here trying to, if you out here like, you know, hanging your hopes on whether this kid stay committed or not, you're gonna be a sad person for a long time, man.
And you got to think about it, man. Them kids work 12, 14 years for that opportunity.
Right.
You got 6 months, 3 months, 4 months to make a decision that's everything. You know what I'm saying? You got a 3 month, 6 month decision that's gonna shape
the rest of your life.
The rest of your life.
Right.
That shit ain't easy at 17, 18 years old. You know what I'm saying? 17, 18 years old. So let's go to the next topic. What's the next one?
All right. So I'm gonna start off by saying I might. I ain't gonna say 100%. I ain't gonna give it even like 80%. I'm gonna just go with I might. I might have been wrong about Coach Marv. I said I was gonna hold off. I said I was gonna, you know, because we like Coach Marv. But I realized something as I was looking at you know, first of all, the fact that he ain't brought in a guy, you know, he ain't brought in a linebacker to save his life. He ain't really did nothing. His group ain't gotten better. Just because you can explain things to coaches doesn't necessarily mean you can translate it to kids. And
I had to change my background because we didn't talk about this, but
wait a minute. Are we just gonna transit? Wait, man, I'm talking about Coach Marv. We gonna go on the loop. Man, wait a minute. Listen, first of all, people, like, one thing about me, right? I call spades spades, right? Like, I'm never gonna BS it. So I think it may have been the Poster Grimes, one of them. I don't remember who I was talking to on the ground. But it was like, who gets the blame if the Lakers lose in the first round? Right, or if they lose tonight, and I said LeBron get the blame,
right?
And he was like, but nobody else agreed with that. There were injuries and all sorts of stuff. I was like, man, heavy is the head to wear the crown, man. We all watched The Wire. Like, heavy is the head to wear the crown, man. Like, if you gonna be the king and you gonna get the praise and the credit when you win, you got to take the L's when you lose. And losing to a Phoenix team in the first round is unacceptable. Like, as if you're going to call yourself the king, period, point blank being. I get it, he in year 18 and all the other bull that everybody talk about. But at the end of the day, man, champions are champions for a reason. He's a champion. He's done it 4 times, blah, blah, blah. But he ain't the guy who he used to be. And I think as fans and as people who like LeBron, got to get to that place, man. Like, understand, this man is in year 18. And, yeah, he does some superhuman stuff at times and so on and so forth. He's probably in better shape than anybody who has ever played in year 18. Cool. But he is not the player that he used to be. And he cannot put teams on his back like he used to and just, you know, will them to win and you know, score 40 and 50 points. To, like, that's a young man's game.
Yeah.
He can't do that no more. So, I knew it was over with the moment AD went down. Oh, I was like, oh, that's it.
Is he done being the best player in the NBA? Is he done being a top 5 player in the NBA?
Outside of what's your boy name? Outside of Kevin Durant, I don't know who still is better though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm talking about in the ability of doing everything. He can't do it at the volume that some other guys got, but his ability to play basketball is still 2. I think Kevin Durant is probably past him, and that hurts me to say because I hate Kevin Durant. Like, me and T-Wig have, like, gotten almost fights over Kevin because he loved Kevin Durant, and I can't stand him as a person. Like, the personality of Kevin Durant is bothers me. But that's a whole nother story. But Kevin Durant is better. Kevin Durant is better at this point. Kawhi may be better at this point.
He can't do it.
He can't do it on the high level all the time anymore.
Consistently, yeah. Like in a 7-game series, he can't give you three games, four games like that.
He can't give you 4. He can probably give you 2.
Probably give you 2.
He can probably give you 2 now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he can probably give you 2 now. And so, yeah, he's still top 5, but
you think so?
You got to tell me who better. Like I said, I give you Kevin. I give you Kawhi. If you're talking about just scores, I mean there's always been a ton of people who were better scores.
I think Giannis is in that.
Giannis is trash. I hate Giannis' game more than anything in the world. If it ain't a layup, that man can or a dunk. Where's his basketball game at? He don't pass high. He don't shoot at all. He can't make free throws. Like, his game is not like I know people love him because he's tall and Greek freak and everything like that, but his game is trash.
So you got Dane, you got Steph, you got KD.
They're better shooters. They're better scorers than LeBron. They walked into the league better scorers than LeBron. So that don't really.
I think at this moment in their careers, they impact the game a little. They have a more of an impact.
Dame home with LeBron,
huh?
Dame home with LeBron. I can't give him that. Like, yeah, he scores more points than LeBron, but he doesn't impact the game.
But if you gave Dame,
Steph didn't make the playoff either.
If Dame and Steph were 6'6", I mean.
But they're not.
They're not.
That makes a difference.
If they was, though, I mean.
If they were, they would be. Listen, first of all, I'm a huge Dame fan. Dame may be my second favorite player in the league.
Yeah.
So I'm a huge Dame fan, but I can't give Dame, again. When I look at basketball, I look at basketball as a whole.
And then you got Djokovic. He's at a pretty high.
All right. So Djokovic actually is a very good. He's a very fundamental ball player. I give him that. He's a very fundamental.
And then you got Luka.
Luka's my number one favorite. See, Luka's my number. And see, so I got Dame and Luka. Because Luka, in my opinion, is the next. Like, I look at Luka's game. I like his swagger. He talks. He can shoot. He's going toe-to-toe with Kawhi right now, and he's, what, 5 years younger? Like, I love Luka. Like, Luka's my boy. That's my favorite player in the league right now. Luka gives you 45, impacts the game, plays decent defense.
Okay, before we go back to Florida State, are they done winning championships? Is LeBron done winning championships?
Nah, because he ain't done. Listen, one thing about LeBron and the Lakers, they get players. And he may not be the number one option right now, but Booker can decide next year or whatever it is. All right, I'm going to LA, and then you know what I mean. Then it'll be Booker, LeBron, and what's his name? Booker and AD can get you a championship. You know what I mean? I think he get one more. Like he'll piggyback on somebody's. You know what I mean? As the third option, like Shaq did. You know, Shaq was still dominant in Miami, but he'll piggyback on somebody's championship. Well, he won't be the best player. He may be second, third
option. I think it's over, bro. I think he don't get another championship. I think he get four.
He still finished as top, you know, top two, three player in you know, ever.
But he still would be the top. Well, me and Nick were talking about this on the So What's Next podcast. I think it's seven top players of all time, right? You got.
Mm-hmm. Booker's not going to LA. I'm not just saying that. Somebody will go. Like they'll wake up tomorrow and somebody will be like, you know, LeBron make a phone call. Shoot, Steph can go. Steph may decide he going to LA. I don't think he is either.
He ever go play with LeBron. I think the person that, if I'm the Lakers, the person that you look at and say, who can I get to come here, and that might be dumb enough, an organization that's dumb enough to trade away a key asset and do it, would be somebody like Boston. I think it's dumb enough to trade away like a Tatum or a Brown. I think they're stupid enough to do that. I think I think Utah might be dumb enough to trade away Donovan Mitchell, right? He might force his way out of Utah. Yeah.
CP3 can't go to the Lakers.
Carl Anthony
play the same position.
Anthony Towns is
but that's what I mean.
It won't be like it's not gonna be somebody that got championships because they don't have there's no incentive for them to link up and play with LeBron because they got championships. You know what I'm saying? So
that's what I mean. What I'm saying is the Lakers usually have the ability to lure somebody and make the decision to get. And that's the only reason why I say I can't necessarily say they're done. I can tell it's looking real cloudy.
I think if the Nets stay intact with what they got, I think they win the next two championships. I think the Warriors going to retool next year. I think they come out the West. I think Phoenix ain't going anywhere. I think Phoenix will add a couple more pieces. I think Phoenix is actually built to win for the next two
years. Yeah. They're going to replace CP3 with another guard.
And I think Denver is going to be straight up disgusting when Jamal Murray get back. With Jamal Murray, Djokovic, and Porter, I think LeBron's time of winning is over. I just don't think
it may be because too many good teams. But that's if you're telling me. That's if you're telling me you believe that if Brooklyn is staying together, and I can't see Brooklyn staying together. First of all, Kyrie can't play with nobody for long term. Kyrie's that X factor, and I also don't think James Harden gonna want to be the third option for much longer either.
No, I think James Harden had enough of trying to be the first option. I think that Houston shit. I think he hated the criticism at Houston. I think he hated that criticism. He don't want to deal with that criticism. So he going to link right up there with KD. KD take all the criticism for him. Kyrie don't give a shit. Like, he'll take a week off. You criticize him too much, he'll take 2 weeks.
Kyrie's using up all his PTO.
Yeah, so I think they stay together. I think they stay together long term. I think they stay together for maybe 5 years. But what I was going to say was, I think LeBron's done winning championships. I think
very well possible.
I think by the time it's over, said and done, statistically, he'll be the greatest player to ever play the game, statistically speaking.
Statistically, yep.
I think, though, when you really look at it, we were talking about this on the other part, it's seven players, right? It's MJ, it's Kobe, yep. It's Kareem, it's Wilt, Kareem, Wilt, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, LeBron James. Mm-hmm. I would throw Tim Duncan in that discussion. I know a lot of people probably with me. But I think it's seven players, and all that is just based on your flavor or what you like.
100%.
However you want to rank them, you know.
Yep. I think Jordan number one. I think Jordan number one, and that's the only one I can got. Only one I'm giving as number one. But two, like you said, the rest two through eight. Sort of how you feel.
It's just your flavor.
Yeah. How you feel. Yeah. No, I'm with you on that one. I know you, me and you, you know, we'll fight all the time because you'll be like, man, y'all brown sexuals or whatever it is. I've never been that. Like, I've always been a person who, I'm going to say it how I feel. If when LeBron was choking in the finals, I'll tell you, yo, I love my man, but my man's out here letting JJ Barea post him up. That's a problem. You know what I mean? Like, we had that conversation. You know what I mean? Like, I had that conversation.
Right.
You know, it was a lot of different things that, you know, the thing that bothered me most with LeBron, and this is the thing. The thing that bothered me most with LeBron early in his career was he was so passive. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. That's who he is. You know what I'm saying? But, man, as a fan, you would look at him in games sometimes. You knew he was coming in, and he'd take off from the work, go from the time tip-off guy, and you was like, okay, it's going to be something. And I kept saying, if Jordan had your body style, Jordan would average 50 points a game. Because Jordan would just be, like, he would just, from the word go, he would just be out there in you. You know what I mean? Like, and LeBron picked and chose when he was going to do that. And I kept saying, why in the world would he pick and choose when he do it? Why he wouldn't just wake up every day and just, I'm going to just be dominant every single week, every single game, especially in the playoffs. But he didn't. He'd have some games, he'd get 20 assists and you know, 17, 18 points. I'd be like, dude, just play basketball.
When you watch that game with Kawhi the other night ago, where he just basically died.
But Kawhi does the same thing, though. Kawhi does the same thing. We need a performance tonight, so therefore I gotta play. Right. Okay, what was you the night before? Or the night before that? You know what I mean? Like, Luka was giving you the business. You should have been said, I'm gonna take over and guard Luka. Luka's right now. I mean, and that's what
you
I mean.
Can tell the mentality you can tell the mentality that he came in that game. He was just like, it's on me.
You can see it. Right. Yeah,
it's on me tonight.
And that's what I'm saying. Jordan woke up every day knowing it was on me. Like, Jordan got off the bus. It's on me. Game one, it's on me. Game two, it's on me. Game three, it's on me. Like, and then he looked, oh, man, it's an elimination game. Now it's on me. No, man, it's on me because I'm Jordan.
But that's why I say.
That's the mentality. Same way Kobe was. It's on me because I'm who I am. But so that was my own. That's been my biggest gripe with LeBron. It's my biggest gripe with a lot of NBA players, honestly.
Yeah, but I mean, I tell somebody though that mentality of it's on me and you know the buck stop with me type mentality. You know, I mean, Jordan was a different type of competitor.
Which is why those guys are super special.
Yeah.
I understand it. Like, it makes sense. It's why those guys are super special because they are the ultimate competitors. But I feel like, man, if you've gotten to that place, you should learn from those guys. You know what I mean? Like, you should learn from those people, man. And you should be the ultimate. Hey, all right. I got it every single day. I owe it to I got a billion fans. I owe it to these billion fans to make sure every single night I'm bringing my A game. I may have an off night. Jordan had off nights.
Yeah.
But I'm giving you everything on my off night. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm coming in with it. It's on me because I ain't having it tonight, whatever. But it's still on me, and I'm going to show y'all every single play. And like I said, so many players in NBA now, they save it for moments, pick and choose their moments. They pick and choose these, you know, situations and scenarios where we're going, all right, now I'm going to bring it out. Now I'm going to bring it. You know what I mean? Now I'm going to show up.
Yeah,
man, show up game one. Like if you had showed up in game one, two, and three, and four, it would have been a sweep. But you know what I mean? But you wait until game six to now, all right, now I'm gonna play Luka tough and I'm gonna guard him and I'm gonna score 45. Why you couldn't have did that game five?
Yeah.
That's my only point. But anyway, back I forgot. I'm back to Coach Marv, man. Coach Marv, man, gotta get like
I'm starting to believe
he might not be who I thought he was. You know what I'm saying? And that hurts me to say, but at the end of the day, his recruiting has been lacking. His position group has been lacking. And he's dressing like Dan Mullen. He's showing off his shoes more than he's showing off recruits. Man, like, Coach Marv, man, I was a huge fan of Coach Marv. I thought he was an up-and-coming head coach. But I look at the same thing I said about Dan Mullen relates a little bit to Coach Marv. If you're going to be a black head coach, I'm not telling you got to be a certain way, but if you tell me you're going to wear your jersey tucked in your jeans like Michael Wilbon and some old Dirty J's,
right?
Them young boys going to look at you. Them young boys going to look at you a little different. You know what I'm saying? And so it's the same reason why we call Dopey Dan Dopey Dan.
Right.
You look silly out here in these streets. And when I looked at that picture yesterday, and I saw them, you know what I mean? I saw that shoe closet, I was like, boy, you starting to look a little funny in the light.
Yeah.
And now it's like I'm not saying I've given up on them. I'm not saying I'm wrong, but I'm saying It ain't looking right. It ain't looking right. And I wish it looked better. And it ain't right now. And that hurts me to say. And man, it hurts me to say. But we'll see.
I will say that picture explains why he's having a hard time recruiting. It looked like he might have tied his shoes up a little too tight. Yeah.
Bro, he looked worse than Dan Mullen. Dan Mullen be looking bad out here. He looked worse.
Yeah.
It hurt my soul to see that. I was like, oh man, you need to just stick to suits or whatever it is with your boots or something. You just need to stick with the boot collection or whatever it is. Cause boy, it's almost like they told him, hey man, I need you to dress. You need to dress for the recruits. And he said, okay, gotcha, coach. And he went and like, so he said, I think I got a pair of J's back there in the back of my closet behind these boots. And I'm gonna throw these joints on, string them up real tight, threw some, man. It was shameful. That's the only word it was shameful, man. Like I looked at that and I said, yep, this is I'm starting to doubt. I'm starting to doubt. Doubt has crept in when it came to Coach Mo. Doubt had already been creeping in. I've been holding it for a couple weeks. Yeah. Probably for about a month now. Yeah, I've been holding for about a month now. I said, you know what? I ain't gonna say nothing, I'm gonna let it go. You know what? I ain't gonna say that. I'm gonna let it go.
Right.
This point, man. Yesterday was. I ain't feeling too great, man. I hope he turns it around.
All right. And last one we got here, the AMC short squeeze. We did talk about that earlier. What price you think AMC going to? Because they trying to bankrupt these hedge funds. So what price you think is going to? It's at 40, what is it, 40 right now? Hold on. It is at $47 right now.
Yes, I need to drop a little bit more before I jump back in. But yeah. I mean, I honestly think it's gonna sit strongly by 80. 75 is what I think it like. I think it's gonna sit strong because everybody right now is looking at AMC, and first of all, it went from $3 to $47 overnight. And it's holding strong at 47. Like, well, it went to $3 to $105 overnight. And then it's holding strong at 40.
Right.
That's solid. So now, again, and everything still ain't open up. My whole point was, like, when everything opens up, it's going to be different. And I think AMC going to be – I think AMC going to hold strong about 65. I'm going to say 65. 75 may be too high. I'm going to say 65.
Man, they talking about Marv to JC Penis.
Right. I was gonna say Sam put up the picture because just in case you ain't see it, but don't do it. I ain't
doing that to the podcast.
Don't do it.
I will not put those blue shorts on this podcast. I won't do it. It's like Odell with Gatorade.
First of all, okay, so I actually want to talk about that, right? I get it. In Florida State, no Gatorade, all that good stuff. The first thing I thought about, and maybe I'm wrong for thinking this, but my first thing was, should you have done that? Like, teenagers are temperamental, man. Like, I have a teenager. Teenagers are temperamental, man.
Yeah.
If I need this guy on my campus, I'm not going to be like, I might hold off, or I might find a better way of explaining to this man that the Gatorade is not the move. You know what I mean? Because I'm assuming if he brought it, he didn't know. So I might find a way of explaining to him, hey, man, listen, Florida State, Gatorade, blah, 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 and we got to do this stuff, you know. But right. What I'm not doing is, whoa, what you got here, son? We ain't doing this. You know what I mean? It made a bit, you know what I mean? Because I don't know that kid. I don't know how, you know what I mean? I don't know his pride level or whatever, but what I do know is we need him.
Right.
I ain't trying to piss off the kids we need. That was my first thought was, ooh, do we want to piss off the kids we need? I mean, I don't know how you're going to take that, but I do know kids are temperamental. And I know, you know, a lot of fans will say, well, if he going to get mad about something like that, he ain't Florida State Bill. Slow your roll with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? No, he a big-time player. You need him. You need him. And you got time to – and, again, this is a kid who don't know. I think there was a way, and I'm not saying he was wrong. I didn't hear the whole thing. It was a 10-second clip. I don't want to overreact. But at the same time, I think there's a way you can be like, hey, man – listen, when you get in here, I'm gonna give you a Powerade, man. You know, we'll do Gatorade at Florida State because of, you know, because of whatever. And explain the history of it. You know what I mean? Because the kid don't know. But when you come in, you make a big deal about it, whatever it is, it's kind of like you can. I'm not saying he did. I don't know the kid. I'm not saying it happened. You can, and you do have the potential of rubbing the kid the wrong way. And so, I don't think it was that deep. It may not be that deep. I'm not overreacting. I'm just saying I don't want it. I think you just got to be a little careful in how you deal with teenagers, because teenagers are a bit temperamental. And you're right, the kid may not have cared at all. It may not have been that deep, but it was the first thing I thought about.
Yeah.
do you need to let it go? And especially when Odell ain't doing what he need to do on a recruiting trail anyway. Like,
yeah,
you might want to figure out how to massage some things as opposed to the opposite.
Yeah, I think he could be all right.
In the grand scheme of things, it was just one of the things I thought about.
Like I always say, recruiting is just, it's all weird. All that shit is just weird.
It's all weird.
I seen somebody put on Twitter, they had posted a picture of this kid. And it's like a grown man to my man, I want him. I'm like, yo, pause, bro. What's going on?
Wait a minute.
Yo, listen. What's going on
right here, bro? Yo, hey. Wait a minute. No. Now, don't do that. Like, yo, see, this is what I mean. Yo, listen. If y'all. Yo, y'all got to say, y'all. No, man. Don't say that. Listen, right. we need players, and that's as far as I'm going to go. We need players at Florida State.
All right, let's wrap on that, man. We almost got
out. I don't even know where to go with that.
I was like, yo, bro.
Yo,
like, we gotta get up. That's
a respect,
right?
Sir. That's a respect for yourself.
Pour your water, bro.
I can't do it. Wow. Yeah, listen, man. Hey man, listen. We need recruits at Florida State. Telegrams are saying, if you're not coming to Florida State, what is you doing? Yeah, what are the Kevin Spacey is going on?
It's out of control, bro.
Hey, yo, Kevin Spacey was wild for real though. Like that show was like a documentary for that man. That was like a real life documentary. Like, woo, man, Kevin Spacey was nasty. Yeah, it was nasty in real life. But no, that's some wild stuff. I want it. Woo. All right. So, yeah, that's a good place to end it right there. Listen, man, we appreciate y'all as always, we're gonna send out a bunch of clips. Of some things, man. We appreciate you guys. Continue to, you know, retweet the show. Continue to, you know, hit the like button if you haven't already. If you haven't subscribed, man, hit the subscribe button. Follow us Instagram. We posted the whole episode on Instagram as well. We also post clips on Instagram now. So if you haven't followed Instagram, I think it's just Listen Up Podcast Network. You know, find us on Instagram. I'll send out the link as well. I sent out the Instagram link with the episode. Back Channel Pod, did he miss the Destin Hill talk?
Okay, Destin Hill, I think it's always problematic when a kid got to go back and get some type of grades. And that's a great issue. So I don't want to say he ain't coming. I want to say he is coming. I don't know. Like, that's always tricky because you don't know what's in that transcript. You know what I'm saying?
Keep it very short as well. I normally don't feel good whenever a player has to go back. Just because that, like you said, grades, man, are tough. And yeah. Smaller schools do a much better job of, you know, being able to kind of bend some rules. And if you're really, really, really good, they can even bend some rules at Florida State too. I don't know if Florida State gonna be able to bend some stuff, you know, bend the rules or whatever. So I'm gonna hold off on it and just kind of wait and see how it plays out.
Right.
So yeah, but like I said, man, we appreciate you guys listening, man. As always, y'all keep us rolling. Y'all funny, man. Y'all some funny folks in the comments, man. We appreciate it. I am not starting hashtag Marv to JC Penney's. I will not. Rose say Destin Hill is dealing with some personal matters with family, not grade issues. Okay, well then, you know, I don't know. I haven't heard anything. I you know, we'll ask some questions or whatever. We'll talk to some people and see what we come up with. If it's personal matters, then I'm definitely not touching it. You know what I mean? Because I have no idea what that could be. So I'm gonna let him deal with whatever he need to deal with, and then, you know, if he's in the fold, he's in the fold. But yeah, I'm not gonna touch his personal issues. But yeah. You know, like I said, y'all funny, man. Y'all funny in the comments. We appreciate y'all. Y'all keep us rolling. We definitely not starting that Amar the JC Penney's hashtag. We're gonna hope that hopefully just leaves the internet and we never have to speak about it again. You know, but another picture come out like that.
You gotta do something.
We're gonna have to do something. You know, we need to find him a stylist. Whatever. If anybody listening in, they got a personal stylist or they know people who style folks, man, y'all, I got his email address. Y'all shoot him an email, man, and just let him know y'all offering y'all services, man. You know, free of charge. Y'all just want to help him out. So he can do something like this. But anyway, man, like as always, man, we appreciate you. Rate, review, subscribe. We out, man.
You just heard to listen up. Yep.